Well, we are continuing our journey on the Heidelberg Catechism, and we're still on question and answer 19. You can read it there. How do you come to know this? They say, the Holy Gospel tells me. God began to reveal the gospel already in paradise. Later, God proclaimed it by the holy prophets and patriarchs and foreshadowed it by the sacrifices and other ceremonies of the law. And finally, he fulfilled it through his own beloved son. This one has actually been a challenge to me. I don't mean that arrogantly, but this one hasn't sat well with me. We're on the prophets, and there is no clearer picture of that than in Isaiah chapter 53. If you want to, you can turn there. You don't have to. I'm going to go through this pretty quickly. But there's a couple things I want you to have on your heart and your minds as we look through this catechism this morning. The first thing I want you to see is to step outside of yourself and to step in one place. Step in the hearts and minds of what it would be and what it would mean to be a Jew. That is foreign to us. We don't fully understand that, but we can come to our Bibles and see that. And this morning, this chapter, Isaiah 53, that I'm going to work through quickly for you, is Israel's confession of Jesus as the Christ when they look back on him who they pierced. This is their future confession of him. They see what they've done. I want you to step into that narrative. And the second thing I want you to look at and have a perspective for is the perspective of Christ. Try and step into his shoes. Remember his grief. I want you to feel Christ this morning. And the big picture is what I said in with Israel. This is their confession. Verse 1, who has believed our message? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of parched ground. That's Christ. He grew up before God the Father as a suckling, a young plant. That's his humanity. He came into the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He came as a child. Verse 2 says further, there's no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. There was nothing about the outward manifestation of Jesus Christ that was elegant or lovely or would make you look at him and say, this is the God-man. He didn't come as a mighty oak. He came as a tender shoot, a suckling, a root out of parched ground. Life in a parched ground, a desolate place where life shouldn't be. He was despised, forsaken of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, like one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Just the absolute opposite of outward glory. Jesus Christ contained this inner glory, and to the outside world, he was pitiful, shameful, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. When you were walking down the street, you would look away from him. There was nothing about him that was outwardly lovely. But surely our griefs he himself bore, our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves, elect Israel, esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. We looked at this man and imagined that there was something wrong with him. He was God forsaken. He was a blasphemer. This is what they thought. This is what they believed. They thought it was him that was the problem. But he was pierced through for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell on him. By his scourging, we are healed. Pierced, crushed, chastened, scourged. That's Christ. This is who Isaiah is revealing to them in Isaiah all the way back in the Old Testament, and this will be their future revelation when they realize, look at what we did. Look at these verbs. We pierced him. We crushed him. We chastened him. We scourged him. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us turned his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him, the iniquity of all elect Israel in this day. He was oppressed, afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He's willing to take on this rejection. He didn't open his mouth. Like a lamb led to slaughter, like a sheep silent before its shears, so he did not open his mouth. He kept his head down and he suffered in life. He suffered in his death. And even today, he's still rejected. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. As for his generation, he was considered cut off from the land of the living. His grave assigned with wicked men. Yet he was with a rich man in his death because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. By all outward appearances, this man was cut off. He was cast out. He was forsaken, smitten of God, stricken, afflicted. That's what we would see. That's what Israel saw. But he was blameless, and he was willing to take on that punishment in blamelessness. But the Lord was pleased to crush him. You got to have a big God to understand that. God crushed him. God put him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. Here it is, verse 11, as a result of the anguish of his soul. That's Christ. That's who they were revealed in the Old Testament, and that is who they will confess one day. Look at this anguish Messiah that we pierced. He will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many as he will bear their iniquities. This is what God revealed to the prophets. This is what God revealed to Isaiah and what Isaiah told to everybody he could. This servant, this suffering servant, will justify the many. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great. He will divide the booty with the strong because he poured out himself to death and was numbered, here's the heart of it, with the transgressors. He took on our sin. He stepped into our time. He stepped into Israel and took on their transgression. He was numbered with the transgressors, yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors. I started out by telling you that this has been difficult, and I want you to step into that Jewish Israel mindset. This is their confession. This is your confession too. Each and every one of us this morning, all of us like sheep have gone astray. Apart from Christ, before you were saved, you esteemed him stricken. You didn't look at him. Anytime Christ would be brought up, you would look away. You couldn't fathom a God-man, if there was a God-man, that would step into time as a child, that wouldn't be a mighty oak. You couldn't imagine one that would be gentle and lowly. We couldn't imagine one that would take on our sin. One, because we rejected our sin. But two, because how could God humble himself in such a way? And he did. And this is what Isaiah was revealed. And this morning, it's revealed to you.